Go ahead and put your pencils and paper down. The test is over.
Yeah, we failed miserably. You have no idea how badly we did on doing this, man. Yeah. On arguing about
That's the beauty of editing. They'll never know.
Can't wait to see what he does with this one. Hey, David. Now we're going to have to stop again. Because you did the math wrong, I think. Cause, yeah, because that 4,800 is at 150.
Okay, so how many days is that? So that'd be 4,800 times 1.5.
48 times 150.
So 7,200?
This is just way harder than I thought it was going to be, and I shouldn't have gone down this path, but I don't know. Bowen's loving this one. So we've got 48 times 150 gets us to...
All right.
Let's try this again.
You're listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, where HIPAA and humor collide to make learning fun. Your delightful hosts are Donna Grindle and David Sims. Relax. HIPAA help is on the way.
Welcome to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast. My name is David Sims of HIPAA for MSPs, and joining me as always is my lovely co-host, Donna Grindle, Cardin Compliance. How's it going, Donna?
Hey, listen at you giggling.
That's because I know you're rolling your eyes, even though I can't see you.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I know. It's just that visual in my head. I just knew you were like, what the world is he doing now?
Well, you know, I never know where we're going to go when you start off, but, I'm along for the ride most of the time.
Are you really?
I said most of the time.
It's like as soon as the red light comes on and recording starts, it all just changes.
I know. We can just be having a great conversation and then, boing, creepy clown comes out.
Hey, have you heard about the creepy clowns in South Carolina?
Yeah. I thought maybe David is one of them.
If I had an outfit, maybe I would. Mm.
So in case you haven't, you have to check the news. There are creepy clowns stalking people in the darkness in the Carolinas. So it is not funny, especially for, they are trying to get kids to go into the woods and stuff. So that's not funny, but.
Here's the thing is it's like the lizard man of Lee County we used to have. Everybody saw it, but nobody could find it. It's the same thing with the clowns. Everybody sees them, but nobody can find them.
Well, and I hear that the clown union is having a problem with the creepy clown thing because it's giving clowns a bad name.
I mean, they even called out, they had a sighting in Charlotte the other day, and they called out the helicopters and the dogs and everything. And they couldn't find anything.
Well, I know that they had one that what they caught on a security camera. So, that one was accounted for, but I haven't actually seen pictures of others. So
yeah,
and I noticed that you haven't clearly stated it wasn't you.
I have not, but if there was some way I could benefit from it, I would. I know. If we could tie HIPAA compliance into clown sightings, we will do it.
Well, I've sighted a creepy clown, and so have most of our listeners. So let's do our HIPAA creepy stuff. Well, it's coming. Creepy because something's creeping up on us.
Yeah. Speaking of creeping up, the penalties will be creeping up. The penalties will be creeping up here shortly. It's and this is one of those things that so far is flying so far under the radar that there's only one place in the whole of the internet that we could find it.
Well, besides the Federal Register, so.
Yeah.
I know.
But people don't typically search the Federal Register, I wouldn't think.
I know. Well, I read it. You didn't read it. You just sent it to me to read, so.
That's my job. But
the good news for all of our listeners is I did indeed read it, and all but this one little section, which still doesn't make sense to me, I got the information for us.
Cool. So we know that. Things with HIPAA violations, they don't charge enough anyway. I mean, 1.5 million cap is, way under what they should charge. So they've adjusted everything for inflation. And that's kind of something that you had the reasoning behind that. So I'll let you explain as to why all of a sudden they're going to go up on these things. So tell us about the story you have heard.
the exciting reading, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. No, so it actually is the civil money penalties for all of the different government laws, all the laws where they have civil money penalties that can be applied, is this is what it's relating to, and HIPAA just happens to be one of them. And if you read the Federal Register article we'll link to, it actually includes all of the HHS civil money penalties under FDA and all the different offices. But, of course, we're only going to focus on HIPAA because our bandwidth will not go any further than that. but it is really interesting whenever you read about law. It is always fascinating. It's like, that was a great idea. Oh, poor implementation. Oh, good fix. Aw, really? Now that's what that means? So that's exactly what happened. So on September 6th, so very recently, the Federal Register came out with the HHS's announcement of how they are following the law that they're supposed to follow. So this is all nothing on the sly, really, except the fact that no one understands it, so they don't try to announce it. So in 1990, the Federal Civil Penalties Inflation Adjustment Act was done. So, I mean, it's been around for a long time. And it was a good concept. It said, you know, we make these laws and we have these civil money penalties applied. And if we had a penalty in 1965 that was $100, that was a lot of money back then, or $1,000, whatever. It was a good bit of money back then. We were trying to make a point. Today, people would be like, well, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll stroke a check for that. And that's really what happened is that they lose their value, and the intent of the penalties is to create some motivation for you to follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they thought, well, let's fix that, and we will actually start adjusting the law to the inflation rate. I think, okay, well, that makes sense. If you're going to have these penalties, at least, you know, because otherwise, you might as well not even have the law if, you know, once they are no longer scary penalties. So they passed this law, and it was a great idea. But guess what? It had math issues. Math.
I did
math
too.
Is everywhere. I always tell people, math's in everything. It drives people crazy. But math is everywhere. I love math. Yeah. I have a minor in mathematics.
We're all made up of zeros and ones, aren't we?
I know. You know, when you can do math in binary, it's just wrong, according to some people, but I like it. All right, so in the original calculations, it had a great idea, and it said, first of all, we're going to cap the adjustment. The adjustment cannot be more than 10% of the original civil money penalty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Can't be more than 10%.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to go nuts on this. So if I have, and this is, I'm using this because it's easy numbers for me and David to work with.
More so me, I'm sure.
So if I have a $100 penalty, I can never raise it more than $10 at a time.
Okay.
Great idea, right?
Right.
But then I'm going to add in this other piece that because we like laws to have nice round numbers, I also have to round it up to an even number.
Okay.
Great idea. So my $100 penalty, I need to round it to, I think it was like the nearest 50 or nearest 100. So if I go up, my $100 penalty needs to go to at least 150 or 100. So then I can't
high.
Go over 10%. I can't go over 10%. So I can't raise it. So I don't. And so I never can raise it because now it's at 100. So the next time, by the time it gets to where I could get it's never going to work. The math's never going to work. So either someone was brilliant when they put this law together to make sure the math was never going to work, or no one ever did the math. And I'm going to go with a little bit of both. Somebody somewhere did the math and said to somebody else, but you've got to do blah, 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 blah. And somebody else said, well, we're capping it at 10%. So they didn't, two sides weren't working together. That happens all the time.
And most likely somebody else probably said, we won't be around when they figured it out anyway.
That's right. Well, you know, I know I have that problem in my house just making dinner. It's like, what? I was making this. What are you making? You know, so I can't imagine the accountants and the legal people getting along anyway. So
yeah, around my house, it's just like, okay, you've got the cereal and you got the milk. That's all you.
All them children. So anyway, they decided, well, we're going to fix this. And in 2015, they had the Federal Civil Penalties Inflation Adjustment Act Improvements.
Awesome.
Act of 2015. So it's the Adjustment Act Improvement Act of 2015. It is. It's like the Federal Civil Penalties Inflation Adjustment Act Improvements Act of 2015. Boy.
Yeah, we'll just call it the FCPIAAIA.
Or we can just say the 2015 Act. So the idea was, okay, we're going to reset all this because we still have the initial problem we're trying to fix. So they got rid of the rounding rules and said, you know what? Just make the adjustment. We don't have to anymore round this up to a round number. Make the adjustment. And every year by January 15th, we're going to make a inflation adjustment to the civil money penalties.
Okay, so hold on. So you're telling me that they've done nothing to this as far as raising the prices, the penalties for over a decade, and now they're going to raise it 10% every single year.
Yeah, it's almost 30 years, David, since 1990.
I said it's over a decade.
Really? Seriously? So, and it's not 10%. The 10%'s gone. The cap's gone. The dollar, you know, all of that stuff. What they're saying is we do the calculation of what is the standard inflation rate. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in January, we're going to then add in the inflation rate. But then they also had a catch-up thing that has to happen in 2016. And okay. It's one big adjustment that goes across everything and tries to address the fact that it didn't happen the whole time.
Okay, so it could be 3% or whatever, but it's still going to cap it at 10%. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get that.
So the annual adjustment can be, so there's no cap on the annual adjustment anymore?
Let me go see. Now you're making me go check again. Because I doubt myself.
Well,
This is the area where it gets really confusing, though, in, you know, reading the law. It does get really confused. But the penalties simply are rounded to the nearest dollar, and they're no longer round numbers. And you get the actual amount, and then this one major adjustment, because we don't have inflation over 10%. So we hope we don't. And it doesn't say whether it literally removed the 10% in this section, and I didn't go read the 2015 Act in detail. Okay. But it does say each of the agencies need to go through the year and the corresponding amounts for the maximum penalties or range of the minimums, and they do the main adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
If they've never done any, they do it one time, and then after that, it's what is the inflation rate? And we're going to, you know, make it work. So whatever the inflation rate is what it's going to be. And they do it by January 15th of every year.
So now we know that every year there's going to be an adjustment up in the penalties. Is that correct?
Well, you know, there's that inflation thing. And the only alternative is deflation. So yeah. We don't want that, and
we don't have Brady running the country.
God, here we go. at any rate, we have a certain amount of money that we have to do the catch up on, and then after that, and I'm not talking a condiment. After that, we do the
trying to catch me.
I know I did. then we start with the regular every year. So the catch-up amount is kind of a big chunk. And then after that, it's the standard inflation rate stuff.
Okay. Finally. You said all that.
I was trying to say it without interruption. It would have gone much smoother. So what are the new amounts? Let's just get to what the difference is. And we've never really discussed the actual, we talk about it often, what the penalty structure is, but we've never really talked about the penalty structure itself. So we have the before February 18th, 2009. So you've got two different HIPAAs. One is prior to HITECH, which is February 18th, 2009. There's the line in the sand. Okay. Mm-hmm. So prior to that, the penalties were following without HITECH. And then from after that is where HITECH kicks in. So one of the biggest reasons that they had problems enforcing HIPAA, well, there were two big reasons. One is no one really was in charge of doing it. It was supposed to be voluntary. And number two is the penalties started at $100 and capped at $25,000. So a lot of businesses would be like, I'll just stroke a check if anybody ever asks. And guess what? There's no one asking. So that's really what happened. And that's why we are where we are. So those were adjusted. So the $100 minimum per violation is the amount for each violation that you could have before was $100. Today, it's $150. So if they fine you for something that you did prior to February 18, 2009, it's $150 per violation per time frame. Okay?
Okay.
And then the calendar year cap used to be $25,000. It's now gone up to $37,561. And now that we don't have these need for round numbers, we're going to get all these, you know, weird numbers. So that being said, we look at what happened. That was the simplicity of that's how it worked prior to 2009. It becomes more complex and much more expensive under the HITECH Act because they have four different categories of what your violations could fall under.
Okay.
And then the money is applied accordingly. So since we've never really talked about the categories, I thought we'd do that and talk about the difference in the money.
Okay.
So hopefully you can follow that.
I am following.
Okay. So the first category is where the covered entity or business associate did not know and by exercising reasonable diligence would not have known that the violation occurred.
So that's where everybody's at, right?
Such a violation. I know, really.
That's where everybody wants to be.
That's another thing. Is used to, you could say, well, I didn't know. And they'd be like, okay, the affirmative defense worked. You can't do that anymore. So even if you say you don't know, you have to prove that by exercising reasonable diligence, you wouldn't have known. Because they're like, I didn't know. Well, you weren't even looking is not why you didn't know. That's not acceptable. That'll move you on out of this one. So this is the basic one that you really had no idea this was going on. And I don't know that they use it very often. But the low end used to be $100 for the minimum violation. It went to $110. So there's your 10%, David.
Okay.
And because we're only adjusting from 2009, not from, 96 when they were originally set.
Okay.
So we go to 110, and then the max per year violation, so instead of the 25 max, it went to 50 on the new, basically this is the equal to what it really was before. So the 50,000 now becomes $55,000, 55,010. Don't forget the $10.
Administration fee.
And $10. That's right. That's the per violation max that they can charge. And then an annual cap now went from $1.5 million to $1,650,300.
And that's the number we hear a lot, the $1.5
million.
Yes.
The $1.5 has now gone up $150,300.
No problem.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, what is that you said? That's Consuela money.
That's Consuela money. Well, I mean, when we get in a minute, way less than that is Consuela money. So you've got the annual cap that everybody talks about. Oh, they can fine you up to $1.5 million. Now it's $1.6503 million.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is the blow end, and that's basically the same as what it was before as far as your violation. But now we added these three additional ones. And so the next layer, if you will, or next category, is that it's established that the violation was due to reasonable cause and not willful neglect. They violated it, and you're kind of aware of it, but again, you know, it wasn't like you blew it off. You just didn't know how to fix it kind of thing, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, and this, again, is the lawyers get to decide where you fall, so don't ask me to pick that. So the top violation, the per violation minimum there, is used to be $1,000, and now, guess what it is, David?
$1,100.
How about that?
That looks like a 10% right off the bat. They should have done $1,110. I still ain't figured out how the $50,000 got to $55,010.
I don't know. I didn't try to go back and reverse engineer it. It doesn't matter to me. This is what it is, you know? So, you know, it's the percentage is 10.02%.
Okay.
There you go. And then they round to a complete, a whole dollar. I don't know where we got 10.02%, but that's what they did on the later stuff. And then the early stuff was 50.245. So there you go. Yeah. So now you go do that math, David.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. So now you got the, hey, we should have known better and we didn't know how to fix it and we just basically screwed the pooch. is all it is. We're not saying HIPAA schmippa, but at the same time, we didn't do what we're supposed to do. So that means that the $1,000 per violation now goes up to $1,100. It has the same, that's the minimum they can charge you when they decide you fall in this category. The least amount they can charge you for a violation is $1,100 per time period. Mm-hmm. So then the max is still the 5510 and the 1.6503. On that stays on this one. And then the next one up says, okay, you did say HIPAA schmippa, and then you realized you were in a bind when something happened and you fixed it within 30 days. So in that case, you knew you were willful neglect. You chose not to do this stuff. And then when you realized what's happening, you started fixing it within 30 days. So then they give you a little bit of break because you did at least respond. And that category, the original minimum per violation was 10,000, and that jumped up to $11,002. I love that, $2.
Yep.
$11,002. Now, what's interesting is, you know, that minimum is what changes between the lowest level and the next two level. In all of them, it's just the minimum that's changing. So the least they can charge you if they find willful neglect is $11,002. That's their minimum penalty.
Okay.
Now, again, that's per violation and over a time period. So you still have the 5510, the 1.6, blah, blah, blah. But then we get to the real HIPAA schmippa people.
The willful neglect.
Yeah. And it's the one we tell everybody, you just do not want to be there. The willful neglect, and then you just say, well, you know what? I can only do what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to fix it.
They're not going to come after me.
Yeah. I'm just too small. One doctor. I'm small. I'm just a one doctor. You know, I'm not going to do anything. So those people, once they find, and the law did change a bit, so that they said once they found, if they decide through their investigation that you fall into this category, they don't have to negotiate with you at all. They can just give you the civil money penalty and say, here's what you have to do, and if you don't want to pay it, take me to court. The other three are all the settlements we're seeing now. You know, the settlements we see now are the ones that say, hey, you know, you did willful neglect, but then you tried to fix it, or it's a basic violation, or you should have known, you didn't know, whatever. This category, you know, so far, there's only one that's gone this far, and that's Lincare, who insisted they didn't need to do this and that this didn't apply to them. And even then, I don't think they really went to willful neglect. They found it as willful neglect but corrected. Mm-hmm. So the law says that the least they can charge you if they find this was $50,000. That's now gone up to 55010, which is the violation max for all the others. So if they find you in this category, they have to fine you at least $55,000. And David will toss in the 10. So then per violation max now goes up to that 1.5 and 1.65, which is what it now is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the cap is now. You have a minimum, you have a cap. You don't have anything in between. On the other one, they can decide that they're just going to give you a 1.5 million for that whole, or 1.6503 for that whole year. Boom. That year. Boom. It's done. Because that's our max per violation. I don't have to cap it. I can just go right to that per violation. So that gets expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and that difference, $150,300. So the difference is as little as $10 and as much as $153. So that's pretty substantial in a lot of ways. And you know, like you said, nobody's really talking about it. And the penalties apply to any violation that occurred after November 2nd, 2015, whose penalties are assessed after August 1st, 2016. So if your breach or your investigation, the violation occurred after November of 2015, so you know we had a burst there at the end of the year of things reported, and you haven't resolved it yet, you're subject to these new numbers.
Okay.
And so everything going forward, and they have no updates on it. So, and a lot of people have these numbers are in their policies and procedures. They're going to need to be updated. So make sure you go through and update your policies and procedures. It may be like in your breach response plan so that it's really easy to reference what the costs and stuff like that would be. So then you and I reviewed how could we really see what that difference would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that required math. So instead of us doing it live, or at least in recorded live, we did it before we started recording because we knew that was going to take us some time.
Yeah.
Mostly because we have to argue. You think that we argue just because we're on here, but no, that's really us. We really just record what we normally say. So
no, we don't.
What?
No, we don't.
So we pulled the LendCare resolution agreement, which is where they actually show you how they calculate what the penalties, the civil money penalties are, because everybody else is a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
See, they do that calculation, and then they in the settlement say, well, here's where we could go. So how about we work out a little something? So this was quite telling, because you always talk about it, but when you can see it, and of course we'll have it on the website, but if you haven't looked at it. So here we go, and David is going to share the math with you.
I am.
So because this is why we did it in advance, so that I could talk about one piece, he could talk about the other, and we wouldn't get too tongue-tied.
There we go.
Yeah. So they were cited for four different violations. So they violated the regulatory requirement 164.530 CI, which is safeguarding PHI. 530, what is those? Those are privacy rules. So the time period was February 2008 through November 17th, 2008. So they counted it's 290 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, so that amount, so that's the old pricing. We'll call it.
They got a deal.
Yeah, I know. So the civil money penalty for each violation in time period would be $100.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred, and this is the part that really gets your attention, it occurred daily.
Yeah.
The calendar limit is $25,000, so your fine is going to be $25,000. The 290 days is what we could have made it, which at $100, that would have been... Well, I didn't make you do that math in advance, David, so I'm sorry. That would be $29,000. So they saved $4,000 there.
They saved $4,000.
Yeah, that's it, because of the cap. So now, what would that minimum be for the CMP for each violation in the time period. It is originally $100. It is now $110. No, that's the old one.
$150. It went to $150.
It's $150.
Mm-hmm.
So the $150, that's still going to jack it well up above what the minimum would be, I think, because $150 is not going to make it fall any better. So we got to assume the $25,000 kind of screwed them over. The $150 is not going to make it any better. In fact, that would take him to $43,500. So, what is it the $25,000 becomes?
$25,000 becomes $37,561.
So, for one line item, we've now gone up substantially from 25 to 37.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next violation they have is not having policies and procedures. And so they did this because it went over multiple years. So they had 2008 that they didn't have the policies and procedures. So that's 334 days.
Mm-hmm.
That one also maxed out. So we get back to the 25, which becomes 37,561.
Yep. So that's two of those so far.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we have 2009. So we've got from the beginning of 2009, January 1st to February 17th, we're on the old rule still. So those are now that were 100, they're now 150. That's 48 days. And we take 48 times 150 and we get
$7,200.
So instead of 4,800, we now have 7,200. And then we switch to the new penalty structure, which previously it said, okay, you got 160 days at $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that $1,000 went up to $1,100 times 160. So instead of 160,000, we now have
176,000.
Boom. And then you got one more 25,000 after that for the impermissible disclosure. And that then is the 37,561. You add all of that up, what was originally a $239,800 fine is now...
Now comes up to $295,883 for a difference of $56,083 more.
So there you go. That's Consuela money still. I'm sorry. Just the difference is Consuela money. as far as I'm concerned, you know, I am here to serve you.
And that's going
to
go up every year now.
Yeah. So now every year,
we'll do a podcast every year and do the numbers.
So it certainly makes you want to go ahead. It gives you an incentive to go ahead and get yours worked out before the next increase. So I guess that does help OCR in several ways. But it addresses the issues with inflation and keeping the numbers where they actually matter.
Mm-hmm.
And now, instead of saying they could fine you $1.5 million, we have to say $1.6503. We'll just say $1.65. But it also is telling to look at how they calculated that for LendCare and how it would apply. You know, $56,000 is a substantial difference. But more importantly is they are literally calculating these numbers to the number of days, and then these reflected the minimum violation. They didn't reflect the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to attempt to have us do the math at the maximum because it was horrible getting us through this anyway. So, but, you know, it would be a lot.
Right.
Is all we'll say.
So probably want to go check your insurance policies.
I know, right? Yeah, that's another thing to make note of is what are the insurance, the people that cover cybersecurity, you know, they've got to start paying attention to how much this changes as well. So clearly, it matters that these things are changing. And if you are in the middle of an investigation for a breach that started after November 2015... You know, the violation occurred after November 2nd, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You hadn't resolved it yet, or we would have seen it in the news.
You might want to rush it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Pick it up because it's going up again in January. That's all we can say. So these only covered up to 2016. They went into effect August 1st. So, and it's a done deal. There's no reason to, they made a point of saying, you know, there's no reason to have comment. We're just following the law. And it's not, you know, these are, it's just numbers and we did what we're supposed to do and boom, here it is. So there you go. There's your special surprise for the day. Cha-ching.
Wow. So that's our show for today. Go ahead and put your pencils and paper down. The test is over.
Yeah, we failed miserably. You have no idea how badly we did on doing this, man. Yeah. I'm not arguing about
That's the beauty of editing. They'll never know. So that's our show. Review us on iTunes. If you enjoyed the show, give us a 5-star review. Share us out on your favorite social media platform. Also visit us on the web at helpmewithhippa.com or even thehippapodcast.com. Either way, we'll get you to the right place. You can get all this information in today's show in the show notes. And if you want to, you can also leave a question right there on our front page and we might feature it in a future episode. Donna, anything else?
I'm exhausted.
I figured you were. Remember, it's not about compliance. It's about patient care.
You've been listening to the Help Me with HIPAA podcast, hosted by Donna Grendel and David Sims. The show created to help you with HIPAA. For more information or to ask us a question, visit our website at helpmewithhippa.com. Neither Donna Grendel or David Sims are attorneys, and they do not offer binding legal advice concerning regulatory compliance. The information in this podcast should not be relied upon or construed as legal advice in any way. Consult your attorney for legal advice concerning compliance with HIPAA regulations.